On Tuesday, Czech officials announced the results of a nationwide tender for a design for the Czech pavilion at the Expo 2010 in Shanghai. The winning entry was put forward by Film Decor, a firm specializing in interiors, model manufacturing and set design. So what will the pavilion look like? Jan Wellinger explains.
In the past, Film Decor has worked on successful productions such as Casino Royale, Hellboy or Bathory. Now the company may reach its biggest audience yet. On Tuesday, Czech officials announced the firm had been chosen as the winner of a nationwide tender for the design of the Czech Pavilion at Expo 2010 in Shanghai, a 185 million crown project. Overall, the Czech entry at Shanghai is expected to total 520 million. The theme of the Czech exhibit announced earlier is the fruits of civilization, and Film Decor's design adds to that by stressing motifs of urbanization and city life. The very facade of the pavilion will feature a silhouetted map of Prague's historic center, black on white. Up close, it'll grow clear the map is made from thousands of hockey pucks. As anyone who remembers Nagano 98 will know, hockey remains an immensely popular sport in the Czech Republic. The interior of the pavilion will then feature dynamic exhibits overhead, providing visitors with plenty of room to move. Film Decor's Jaromír Schwarz.
Visitors entering the pavilion will be able to move around easily, stopping as they wish to examine specific items and multimedia presentations.
Artistic projects inside, specially made for the expo, will reflect such themes as the environment, transport, and technology. They will include works by well-known Czech artists, such as the group Rafanie, or producer and composer Jan P. Muchov, as well as the highly respected David Černý, known for a number of installations around Prague, including the futuristic babies that scale the Žižkov TV tower. The Czech Pavilion in Shanghai will cover 2,000 square meters and is expected to see thousands of visitors daily from May to October 2010.
Jan Wellinger with that report. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international